This is the sermon that I gave about a week after our church voted to bring in a new minister, and it was such a happy time in the life of our congregation. It was going to be about another month or 6 weeks before the new pastor would arrive, and our interim at the time had left for a brief vacation, and so I got to preach for everyone at a unity service. And so this is what came of that. The gospel text is from Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 good people from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wise. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented them to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So here it is, my friends. The opening up of the ministry from the original disciples and into another tier of disciples. The deacons of the church are born. And not just anyone gets to be a deacon. You have to be known for your wisdom, and as a person already filled with the Spirit. How many of you here feel already wise and full of the Spirit? It is an honor to be asked to serve the church and help to carry out Jesus' command to love one another, to feed his sheep. We have been living and ministering through a long 18 months of an interim period between installed pastors. When Pastor Wilde left, it was the end of an era for this church. Reverend Lois Ann came, and a new spirit came into this church with her. It was a spirit of healing and rest. In the first year, we had many services of anointing and special occasions for prayer, all of it designed to help facilitate letting go of the previous pastor, recognizing the grief and sorrow of that, and paying attention to what is happening in this church without him here, and beginning to form a vision of who we want to truly be with the new pastor. A few new ministries have bubbled up out of these deliberations. We have the Shaw Ministry and the New Christian Education Committee. We have pastoral participation and leadership with Vacation Bible School. We hosted a showing of the film Fireproof, which attracted a number of couples with an earnest desire to love each other better. These are ministries that erupted like glorious wildflowers, determined to take root and thrive. Nothing was going to hold them back. At the same time, quieter ministries have been happening. People have taken control of the landscaping and planted new flowers and maintained them. Others have cleaned out the closets and the kitchen, throwing out useless junk and making the way clear for useful space. St. John's has spent the last year and a half like a bride getting ready for her big wedding day, alternately worrying and praying, cleaning and packing, and sometimes spending weeks in peaceful meditation. For many people in this congregation, the interim time has been an opportunity to do things they never could have done before. For others, this has been a time of dormancy rest, inactivity, waiting, I think, to see which way the wind blows. Our attendance has been down a bit. I do not wonder about that, after all. For some people, the interim time is just a no man's land, and they simply don't feel secure to serve and worship in a situation that is in such change. Change is hard. Well, here comes Reverend Jennifer Glover. At some point in October, and when she gets here, and when she gets established, things are going to change again. How those changes are handled and what will happen is much more up to you than to our incoming pastor. She can make suggestions, propose plans, ask you to consider singing a new song to the Lord, but it is ultimately, entirely, up to you to cooperate or not. The ball is in your court, O good people of St. John's, and you can decide to not play, or not participate, or not attend, not respond, not take the surveys, not come and meet and greet. We are the United Church of Christ, and that means no one will drum you out of the core for not obeying orders. We believe that all believers have equal power and deserve equal respect. Our denomination believes that congregations run their own churches, not pastors. Congregations. You. Now, I do believe that the overwhelmingly positive vote for Reverend Jennifer signifies that you people are ready to see your beloved church embark upon a new chapter in the life of this community, one that will be symbolized by her youth and vitality. I think St. John's is ready to open its doors to the world with a new vigor, a refreshed sense of the urgency that is in Christ's message to us all. I think wonderful things are about to happen here, and you are the ones that God will use to make it happen. God will use you in this church to convey Christ's mercy and compassion, and this church is going to grow. All of you who can fondly remember these pews filled up on Sunday mornings, it will happen again, and for exactly the same reasons as before. You folks are good at being welcoming and kind. You strive to make sure people are taken care of, and you bring people in here who need to be here. God has always been with you. When more people join this church, they're going to bring with them more children for Sunday school. They're going to bring with them their dearest dreams of how to serve in a church. They're going to bring with them all kinds of talents and new ideas to try. And at every turn, we are going to need to be Johnny on the spot, right there ready to receive them, receive their kids, receive their hopes and dreams, their energy for this ministry. And I do believe we are ready for that. You are ready. Amen. As this church begins to grow, those growing pains will start too, and some people are going to be uncomfortable for a little while. But I have confidence that God will be with you even in our struggle then. I believe that God will inspire us to find new ways to serve, to prepare the way of the Lord all that much better. If God was with the early church, and if their solution was to divide the labor and call forth those who are gifted for each task, don't you think God will be with us likewise when the number of disciples is increasing? All of us are so blessed to be a part of this moment in this church's history, to be here from the very start of this new era. I pray that each one is already thinking about how to be useful to make sure that Reverend Jennifer's ministry is successful here. Everyone here needs to be thinking in specifics as much as possible. Will you be a teacher? Will you volunteer to be a greeter or an usher? Or will you help deliver the food we collect for the pantry? Will you come forward and ask to be on the Pastor Relations Committee and learn all about how to support the pastors here at St. John's? Who here is already contemplating taking the time to be a counter and to shepherd our offering from the church to the bank? Someone is here already, or will be coming in shortly, to learn and shepherd the sound system, including the carillon. Somebody, maybe yet to come in this door, is getting ready to volunteer. There are many more ways to liaison with the community on St. John's behalf, and to get our existence known, to welcome people into this warm and lovely place, to celebrate all that has been given us in Christ Jesus, so that we can reach out into the world and seek the face of Christ in all sorts of unknown places. All of us are called to be ready to step right up and say, "Here I am. Thanks be to God."